and traumatic time in which we live, would you consider, seriously consider, becoming a partner with us? Do it today, friends. The other guy's not doing it. Don't wait for him. He's not doing it. Today is the day. Make your gift to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 7, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. You can go on our website, saveus.org, and make that gift securely there. And we appreciate what you're doing. Give thanks to the Lord for the sacrifices that are according. God bless you. And be a blessing. Viewpoint with Chuck Christman. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gift. I'm on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of life.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and I'm bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of a Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring, because most of what you're going to read in the newspaper and see on television and hear on radio is controlled by six major corporations that control the reality of the vast majority of the American people. And although a growing number of people know that something's wrong, they do not understand the brotherhood of darkness, which I've written about extensively in my book. And if you haven't read my book, you need to. But right now, we want to talk to James Corbett. James is a Canadian. He certainly is a financial observer. You call it that. He can't call himself an advisor. He lives in Japan. He gives us an international perspective of what's going on. And it's always a pleasure to have James with us. James, thank you very much for being with us this evening.
Well, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Well, where do we stand? Because we keep being told that things are getting better. Certainly the economy here in America is improving. Certainly unemployment is down to 6.3%, which, of course, that doesn't mean there's any more people actually working. It means more and more people have just dropped out of the workforce. And actually, if you look at the U6 figures, why, we're talking about probably 18% unemployment. The real figures are not being told to the American people. But we know that Sears is in trouble, and we know that Penny's is in trouble, and Macy's, and Kmart, and most of our major retailers are over here in trouble, and a lot of our major corporations and industries and businesses are in trouble. What's your take on what's really going on and where we're headed?
Well, you just identified the trend that I actually wanted to highlight for your listeners today, because that is exactly what is happening, and it's probably a lot worse than anyone knows, because as Jim Quinn at a website called theburningplatform.com just pointed out in a very important article called Retail Death Rattle Grows Louder, there have been some really quite disastrous retail reports coming out from a lot of major retailers in the first quarter that have not been reported on by any major mainstream media outlet. And that's pretty significant. So Jim Quinn actually went through all of the earnings reports for the first quarter of all of these different companies and came up with a pretty stunning list. And just some of the items on that list, for example, Walmart profit plunges by $220 million or 1.4% in first quarter. Target profit plunges by $80 million. Sears loses $358 million in first quarter, as comparable store sales at Sears plunge by 7.8% and Kmart plunges by 5.1%. JCPenney thrilled with loss of only $358 million for the quarter. American Eagle profits tumble 86%, will close 150 stores. Urban Outfitters earnings collapse by 20% as sales stagnate. It goes on and on and on, pretty much across the board, looking at Gap, Best Buy, Macy's, Dollar, Urban Outfitters, McDonald's, TJX, just store after store is reporting pretty horrible sales in the first quarter. And this is unfortunately part of a trend that is really picking up pace. And as he goes on to point out in this article, this is really worrying, because over the past 40 to 50 years, there have been as much as 8 times, 800% of retail space per person in America added to the United States. That is to say, back in the 1960s, you were looking at about 4 square feet of retail space per person in the United States. Right now, you're looking at almost 38 square feet per person as of 2005. And that's now up to 47 square feet of retail space per person. So retail has been expanding, 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 even as real and median income for households in the United States has been decreasing in real terms over the past few decades. So this is a disaster waiting to happen, and I think we're already starting to see the leading edge of it. And so retail is something that people are really going to want to keep their eye on in the coming months as this retail collapse continues to unfold.
And I think it's certainly not just here in the United States. I think it's probably in many countries throughout the world. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
A moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is James Corbett. We're talking about what's really going on, not only in America, but throughout the world. Retail sales are crumbling, and certainly Japan has been trying to do everything they can to increase imports. Suddenly with the whole idea that this is going to stimulate their economy, lower the value of their currency, make their goods more competitive throughout the world. It's a wonderful theory, but it doesn't seem to be working, does it, James?
No, it does not. And actually, we're seeing the unwinding of the quantitative easing, which has been underlying the economy for several years now. And so we're starting to see the reverse of what we saw in the run-up to these 5 or 6 years of ridiculously overinflated stock market. So we're starting to see the unwinding of all this, and what this is going to mean, according to people like Kyle Bass and others, is that we're going to start seeing the actual strengthening of the U.S. dollar compared to the other countries that are continuing their quantitative easing program. So, for example, Japan, China with its continuing credit expansion, the euro, where the European Union and the European Central Bank, of course, continues their operations. The U.S. dollar is actually going to be strengthening compared to all of these. So we're actually going to see a deflationary cycle, according to people like Kyle Bass and others, which is significant because, again, although inflation certainly does have its problems, deflation also brings with it its own economic problems that we might be seeing in the near future as the U.S. economy continues to stagnate. And again, the retail sales are the leading edge of this, especially because the United States also, like many other countries, is a gradually aging society. We see the number of people 65 and over gradually increasing over the past 30 years, but extremely quickly increasing over the past 10 years and expected to really start going into the stratosphere by 2050. So we're seeing basically the aging of the American society even as all of these problems are developing. And, of course, this is a problem for retail sales and other things because, of course, as people age and as they start going off of their incomes and onto their pensions and retirement savings, they're obviously going to be spending less and buying less houses. So housing market momentum is going to plummet. Retail sales are going to plummet. All of these things that we can tell just from the way it's baked into the cake by the demographics. So unfortunately, not only is this a problem, but it's a problem that we can almost predict with almost certainty is going to increase and become exacerbated as we head into this demographic crisis in the United States and also everywhere else in the industrialized world, including, of course, here in Japan, where the population is getting older and is starting to decrease.
And it's my impression that we're being told how well the housing market has been doing. But even recently, the housing market, at least here in the United States, hasn't been doing as well. In other words, they're building all these homes, but they're really not homes. They're more like apartments, things like that. But even these seem to be having trouble selling. What word are you getting as far as the housing market here and sales? Is this really beginning to fall off in the United States? And what about over in Europe?
Well, you're exactly right about the sort of housing phenomenon that's been happening in the States for the last few years, because this has been almost one of the bright spots of the American economy, if you can believe it. The very sector that was responsible for the 2007-2008 meltdown is once again coming into a type of bubble territory, and we can see that in certain markets around the United States, certainly in California, in certain parts of Texas, Florida, some other locations around the United States. We've seen bubble-like housing price increases that really aren't underlied by a demand for properties by individuals. In fact, individual home ownership has actually decreased in the time that this bubble has been taking place, which means that a lot of this this housing price increase is due to demand by investors, people who are looking for investments rather than people who are actually forming households.
In fact, I've heard that a lot of the people investing had been from other countries. People from China were coming over here and buying up a lot of apartments and things like that. Is that true?
That is true. Chinese investment in the in retail and investment generally in the United States has been increasing over the last few years, as people in China have been increasingly being blocked from purchasing investment properties in China itself because the Chinese government is worried about their own property bubble. So that's been forcing a lot of people to try to direct their money outside of the country, and a lot of that's been coming into the United States and buying up retail and commercial space as an investment. So very similar to the phenomenon we saw in the 1980s where the Japanese bubble created a lot of concern in the United States about Japanese companies coming over and investing and taking over American retail and commercial space and real estate. A similar phenomenon has been happening in recent years with China, which again is worrying because China itself is to some extent a paper tiger that's only being propped up by the Chinese propensity for creating unbelievable amounts of credit every month. And that, again, is not a sustainable way of running things. And Chinese actual GDP is much lower than what's being reported. They're, of course, saying that they reached their 7.5% growth target last year. but no one really believes that's the case. They're probably somewhere more down around the 4% level, which is still, I mean, it's a lot better than for example, the United States, but still very much off of what we were looking at in the last decade. And when that bubble in China really starts to pop and demand for credit starts to go down, that could be something that, again, will trigger another round of bad news for the global economy and could even further exacerbate the problem of declining world trade.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Our guest is James Corbett, certainly one of the best informed commentators we have, and if you have a question for him, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we're being told that things are really getting better. And I think that there is an organized effort to deceive the American people. And certainly as we look and see what's happening to our own industries, most of our industries are not doing well. Certainly there's a lot of activity out there, but a lot of it is just based upon borrowing money and consolidating major industries. And basically, the entire economy in the United States seems to be built upon debt. And despite the fact that they're telling us everything is going fine, my impression, and talking to other people who are in the business world, is the fact that the United States economy is contracting. An awful lot of industries, an awful lot of businesses, an awful lot of ministries are having real problems maintaining themselves. Do you have any comments on that?
Well, I agree with your analysis. And again, I think we should expand out from just the United States phenomenon to what's happening around the world. And I think we could see similar things happening around, for example, you mentioned the Eurozone earlier. And we've seen some really interesting news coming out of Europe recently that hasn't been affecting the markets in the way that we would be expecting them to. And probably the story that most people have heard, if they've been following what's happening in the EU at all, is that there was just an EU parliamentary election that took place. And the result of that is being reported on as a political earthquake, where anti-EU parties of various stripes have now taken over a much greater share of the parliament and are now a significant enough minority that they may be actually able to block legislation passing through the European Union.
Now, basically, what group are you speaking of?
Well, there are different groups in different countries. So, for example, in France, there's a group called the National Front, which, as you might expect, of course, is a nationalist party that has some strong right-wing and even racist undertones that have concerned some people over the years. In the United Kingdom, it's UKIP, the UKIP, the UK Independence Party, led by Nigel Farage, which is probably familiar to a lot of people who keep their eye on the alternative media because he's a very colorful speaker, and he makes some very humorous and eloquent speeches against the European Union from time to time that people probably have heard before. And some other groups in different countries, Greece and other countries, have voted in their own EU parliamentary elections. Some groups with similar anti-EU policies, like Syriza in Greece, and together all of these groups now make up a significant minority in the EU Parliament. Significant enough that, as I say, they may be able to actually block legislation from passing in the EU Parliament, which is pretty significant. And certainly, if it's a trend that continues, does very much speak ill for the EU experiment. But interestingly enough, it hasn't seemed to faze investors in the European Union in the least. In fact, Greek 10-year bonds just dropped 25 basis points, so now they're down to 6.1%. Greek stocks rose 2.3%. Italian benchmark yield 10-year bonds fell 60 basis points, now down to below 3%, which again is pretty amazing considering the sort of basket case that Italy has been in recent years. It continues to reach record lows in terms of yield. It's pretty remarkable the way people are willing to lend to Italy and Greece and some of these other European Union basket cases. And then just to complete all of this, the Ukraine just held their elections, which there were certainly in the eastern part of Ukraine very, very disputed. There's questions about whether or not people were allowed to vote at all. There were basically anti-Kiev groups that were out protesting the ballots, etc. So the big question marks hanging over that election. But at any rate, Poroshenko won the election and presumably will become the next president. And this has apparently placated markets. We see that that Ukraine PFTS index rallied 5% and brought their year-to-date gain to 45%. So Ukrainian stocks are actually rising on the back of all those news. So again, it seems pretty bizarre that investors haven't been spooked at all, or at any rate, the people who are really manipulating these markets don't want us to believe that any of this news is bad news for the markets.
Well, no, but basically, who is really investing? Is the average person investing, or are these the super rich people that have fabulous amounts of money they seem to be able to create out of almost nothing? I mean, is this really a ground roots about the ground base of support, grassroots support, or suddenly is it this small little clique that seem to control almost the majority of the wealth of the world? Are they the ones who are doing this to give us the impression things are doing well? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927.
800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I was simply asking James, who is it who's really investing in the markets? And who is it who's investing? And he points out it's really the major, their major hedge funds. And the major hedge funds have about $750 billion invested in certain stocks that they think are going to go up. And really it's the major hedge funds, not the mom and pop, the average individual, but these people with unlimited sums of money, much of it coming from people of great wealth who don't know where else to put it. And so they gamble along with the hedge funds, and the hedge funds will have advanced knowledge or certainly advanced understanding of what's going to happen. And this is really where the investments are coming from, not from the average individual who is really holding back. Would that be a fair assessment? And before I go on, ladies and gentlemen, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question for James. But would that be a fair analysis?
Well, I think it is. And once again, for people who didn't hear during the break, it was the top 50 hedge funds have some $716 billion in long equity assets, according to Goldman Sachs in their latest report. And the interesting thing about this is that these are hedge funds that most people probably haven't even heard of. Some of these names might be familiar, but a lot of them probably are completely unfamiliar to people. Citadel Advisors, D.E. Shaw & Co., Renaissance Technologies, Adage Capital, AQR Capital, Icon Associates, Millennium Management, Lone Pine Capital. A lot of these hedge funds that are wielding literally tens of billions of dollars in equity assets are certainly not household names and are virtually unscrutinized by the public. And yet these are the entities that are having such a profound effect on the stock market and the direction that they're heading. So it really is something to think about when we look at the way that these equity markets are going, that so much power is being wielded by so few people and in such an unscrutinized manner that most people don't even know that these firms exist, let alone who's behind them.
Well, it is my feeling that an awful lot of the people who are investing are not the average individual. I think the average individual is frightened to death. They know something seriously wrong, and they're trying to certainly consolidate the position so they won't get hurt if this whole thing collapses again. Do you have that impression, or am I off base?
No, I think you're exactly right about that. And I think that there's a lot of different ways we can take a look at that statistically to underpin that. And a statistic that came across my screen recently that I thought was extremely interesting and quite worrying is talking about the average and median retirement account balances of people aged 50 to 64. And this was data collected in the U.S. As at November 2010. And that it has some pretty stunning statistics in it. Basically, the bottom 50th percentile of people between 50 and 64 in November 2010 had a median average of $0 in retirement savings, a mean average of somewhere between $16,000 and $21,000. And then the top one, the top half, the other 50th, first to 100th percentile, had a median average of between $6,500 and $52,000. And a mean average of between $41,000 and $105,000. And that's total retirement account savings. I mean, that's an unbelievably low number to think about for people in that age bracket who are right there on the cusp of retirement. And to have, for example, a bottom 50th percentile, a median average of $0 in retirement savings, is extremely worrying unfortunately just a sign of the times.
But James, what's going to happen, certainly if we're dependent on Social Security, what happens certainly if Social Security were to fail or we were to have an inflationary spiral that would wipe out the value of a lot of that? What's going to happen to these people? And then the other thing we're noticing is the rise in prices. They tell us, oh, we've got about 2% rise in prices. But you look at the price of meat, you look at the price of so many of the products that people are buying, the food products are just going right to the roof. Pork, meat, all of these things, we just can't, it's hard to keep up with them.
You're exactly right about that. And in fact, an interesting little story came across the news wires just this past week where there was an internal memo leaked from the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago, which was basically, it was a message from their cafeteria to employees talking about how prices continue to rise between 3% and 33% in the past 5 years. And as a result, they're going to have to increase their cafeteria prices in line with the market increases. And that's interesting because the Federal Reserve, of course, and the Bureau of Labor Statistics and the all of the, you know, U.S. statistical agencies combined, all of that data does not ever say that the CPI, the inflation numbers, are between 3% and 33% for the past 5 years. And yet the Federal Reserve internal memos are admitting that. So that was an interesting little peek behind the window at something that the average person already knows. If you go to the supermarket,
hold that thought. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
While the storm clouds gather,
increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, but Sidney James is quoting one of the branches of the Federal Reserve System. Which branch was that?
That was the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago.
And basically, it was simply an internal memo talking about how suddenly the prices of food is going up 3 to 33%, and they're going to have to raise the prices in the cafeteria. Ladies and gentlemen, they keep telling you the price of food is not going up, the price of meat is not going up, maybe 1%, maybe 2%. They're simply lying to you. And unfortunately, this is the situation that we're facing today. And basically, I think we did not anticipate it would be moving this quickly, but it seems to be, especially with the drought and all the other things going on. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We have Pat calling from Michigan. But before we get to Pat, Sydney James, I want you to tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the International Forecaster and get your weekly commentary, how they can get the material that you're putting out, and how they can get to your website. And then we'll get to Pat. And we have Sydney, the lines open. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. James, tell people how they can get your material.
Well, thank you for that. Yes, if people are interested in looking at the International Forecaster, they can go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's all one word, theinternationalforecaster.com. And there you can find, for example, all of the, many of the previous editorials that I've written for the Forecaster there on the website. So you can go and read through and see the lead editorials I'm writing, including this past weekend editorial that I wrote, talking about whistleblowers of various insider elite organizations, including some pretty interesting ones that people might not have heard of before. That's up there on the website, and of course you can subscribe there directly from the website. You get, and as a result, you would get the e-newsletter, the International Forecaster. It comes out twice a week on Wednesdays and Saturdays, about 30 to 40 pages of material each time. So very interesting resource for people. If you want to write in via mail, you can write P.O. Box 7752, Winter Haven, Florida, 33883. That's P.O. Box 7752, Winter Haven, Florida, 33883. And there you can get more information about the Forecaster that way. And people who are interested in my own work can just go to CorbettReport.com. That's C-O-R-B-E-T-T report.com. And there you can find all of my previous podcasts and interviews and all of that available for free download there from the website.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to Pat calling us from Michigan. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Ladies and gentlemen, we're entering into a very, very difficult and dangerous economic period. Pat, do you have a question or comment for our guests?
I sure do. First of all, I'm enjoying both of you guys talk about the economy, and I do agree for the most part about some of the aspects of our economy, that unemployment is being underreported, and there is a vast inflation, and the middle class and lower class are being squeezed. But yet the stock market continues to go up, James, and it never stops. And in the meantime, I'm missing one of the biggest bull runs in history. And gold and silver refuse to go up. So there's your inflation indicator. When are these changes going to happen? It's been 5 years now.
That's a very, very good point, Pat. And Pat is pointing out the fact that, look, we've missed the greatest run-up in the stock market of all time. And gold and silver is really a collapse. The economy is way down. The price of gold and silver is down. How long is this going to last? And how would you respond to Pat, Bob, James? First of all, is this really have anything to do with normal economic rules or regulations or laws? Or is this all manipulated by what I call the Brotherhood?
Well, I mean, again, we know specifically that this has been created by the quantitative easing programs, and no one disputes that, not even the Federal Reserve, which, of course, wants to claim credit for saving the economy. So we know that this has been due to a very specific market intervention that's taken place. And I hear and I understand and I share that frustration that the caller has that, well, I mean, we've missed this huge bull run. It doesn't show any signs of stopping. And if you just want to make money, wouldn't it have been better to be invested in the equities over the past 5 years rather than holding gold or what have you? And in many ways, there is a case to be made for that. But as I've said many times, I think if your only concern is to make money out of the stock market, there are ways to do that. And you probably, unfortunately, on this Memorial Day, we should remember that you probably never go broke investing in the military industrial complex or what have you. So if your concern is simply of making money, I agree that there are ways to do that on the stock market. I'm personally not invested in equities at all myself, but doesn't mean that there's not money to be made there. But I think the question is that we're going for here is the difference between the sort of dollars that are being generated in these markets right now and the actual wealth that underlies that. And I hope what listeners take out of this is the discrepancy between the actual wealth in the economy, the productive wealth that we see that is generated from consumer sales and retail and production and all of this is vastly delinked from what's happening in the equities market. Equities is running up and up and up and up, even as industrial capacity and production and retail are all declining, sometimes quite rapidly, as we talked about with retail sales in the first quarter. The discrepancy is growing more and more and more. So there is a breaking point, and I can't possibly predict when that breaking point is going to happen. But I can say that there just the laws of economics are such that it cannot continue forever. So I agree, you can make money if you are investing in stocks and doing things in that system. But at a certain point, the economic reality is going to run up against that brick wall of this momentum that's happening. And when those two forces meet, a lot of people are going to lose a lot of their savings and their money, and that's really what I'm concerned about.
Pat, does that answer your question?
It sure does. I really appreciate your honesty, and we'll just see what happens in the future. But I'm on board with what you're saying, James, and keep up the good work, Dr. Stan.
God bless you, and I get all those people out there in Michigan listening. Try to reach 5 people every day and try to get them to reach another 5 people every day and tell them what's going on. At least start listening to the programs and get an idea of what's taking place, because if people aren't involved, why, we're going to lose this country. Well, we've got John.
Well said. Thanks.
God bless. Okay, let's go to John calling us from Spokane. Hi, John. How are we doing?
Oh, doing good. Thank you.
And let me just put out our telephone number again. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And, John, you got a question or comment for our guest?
It's just a quick comment, and it aligns with what you were just talking about. It's how we actually vote and participate with our dollars. It's more than just on the economics. I had a friend, and we were talking about what was going on in the world, and in the conversation, he had quite an inheritance and what have you, and he was investing his money in the exact companies that were perpetrating the crimes on the planet that we were talking about. And then it became it suddenly was aware to both of us, who becomes the us and who becomes the them. It was really, he was quote unquote the bad guy. He was the owner of the company to that degree. And so in terms of, you know, what the previous caller and what have you, yes, you could be invested in these various quote unquote winning stocks and what have you. But by listening to the show, most of those people that are winning are the exact perpetrators of the crimes that are being committed against people all across the planet. So why would somebody want to participate with his dollars on that? And I'm with James, and again back with Bob Chapman and so many other people. At this point in time, I mean, sometimes you just go, let's just not participate. You know, you got your money, put it in gold and silver. You may not make much money at this point in time, but at least you're not financing the crimes that are being committed against us. So that's my comment.
All right, fine. How would you respond to John, James Corbett? What are your thoughts on his remarks?
Well, I'm very glad to hear that reflected back from a listener, because that's exactly my position in all of this, that you can get Federal Reserve notes out of this system and playing the game that they're playing, but that's really not what I'm interested in at the end of the day. What I'm interested in is transferring over to a different economic system that isn't controlled by these people who literally control the creation of money itself. And unless we understand that this game is rigged at the very basic level of what money is and how it functions in our economy, until we realize how thoroughly we're controlled by these banksters and the people in charge of this system, I don't think there's hope. So I'm very glad to hear a listener picking up on that and agreeing that it really is about what we choose to participate in, and we don't have to participate in their economy, or at least we can start detaching ourselves from it piece by piece.
And basically, of course, we had a fairly stable economic system up until 1971, but when President Nixon took us off the gold standard. People do not remember, but we had a very house. You could buy a nice house, a beautiful house, for $10,000, $15,000. That same house today will cost you 10 times that much. And basically, they've effectively destroyed the value of our currency. And they've done this intentionally and knowingly, but we're coming to the end of the cycle. But ladies and gentlemen, God is going to hold the American people guilty for what we've done in Syria, where we've financed the terrorists over there, killed over 162,000 innocent civilians, and their blood is on the hands of everybody listening to this program who is not speaking out against the corruption or the people who are buying the stocks that are benefiting from this genocidal program being waged against humanity today. And God certainly always turns against a nation that turns against him. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. John, anything else you wanted to say before we let you go?
One last little quick one. I was talking with a guy, and we, you know, the question came up whether are things getting better or are things getting worse? And, of course, I thought things are getting much worse. And he pointed out something that really sort of was a wake-up call to me. He said, have you ever seen, like at halftime, a marching band in a football stadium? And they do this routine where they start, the guy in the lead, he swings around and then starts winding into a circle, like the little convolutions as everyone's turning in. And he says, everybody in the band is simply watching the back of the head of the person in front of him and following his lead. And, of course, the person behind that guy is doing the same. And he said, the person in front of you is actually cycling in, and the person behind you is cycling in. But once you get to the center, the person in the lead turns and starts cycling out. Now, the person in front of you is cycling out. The person in behind you is cycling out. But when you look to your side, the person to your side is cycling in, and the person to the other side is cycling in. What happens is the person whose lead I'm following, this person is actually cycling out. The person who's following my lead is cycling out. And even though I look to the side, things are getting worse. But the person in front of me, things are getting better. The person behind me, things are getting better. And for me, things are getting better so long as I'm following that path. And I think that's important for all of us to follow in terms of integrity, virtue, the principles that are taught on this show and with the guests and what have you. And I think so long as we just do that, each one of us follow the lead of someone who is showing a good example, and the person behind us is doing the same thing, things are getting better.
Well, tell that to the people over there in Syria. But anyway, John.
But those people are off to our sides, Dr. Stan. We have to start somewhere.
Okay.
And so long as each person, and you're doing it, And you may not see this, but you and the people that are your guests and what have you are showing a path out, like with James and what have you. And so what happens is, even though we look to the side, the people who aren't yet cycling out, they're still cycling in.
Okay, fine. I appreciate your remarks very much. Thank you so much. And how would you respond to what John was saying there? James, do you have any comment on that?
Well, I like the analogy in some ways. It's the idea of the ripple effect or what have you, that we don't really know the ultimate extent of what our actions are doing, but we are living examples for other people. And I think we should keep our actions in mind for that, rather than just looking at what dollars and cents we can make out of the markets today, to have that sense that we are actually living in a moral and ethical framework that will impact on other people is an important perspective to keep it in. I don't think we should be just simply following leaders or expecting others to simply follow us, but we all do look at and look to people who are examples that we can point to of what we want to achieve. So the more people who are out there actively spreading the information that we're talking about here and actively trying to change their lifestyle as a result of it, the more people will follow that example. So it is an important analogy to keep in mind.
Do you think there is a general awakening? In other words, are more people awake today than there were a year ago, do you think?
Well, it's difficult for me to say because I'm so heavily involved in this that it might be difficult for me to see that forest for the trees. But all I can say is that certainly my website has grown and grown and grown over the last several years, much, much more than I ever expected it ever would. And now my voice literally reaches around the world and the audience continues to grow day by day. So I do know this message is getting further and further out there on a daily basis. And I really do believe it is having a greater and greater effect on people's mindset. And I think that we can see that the would-be elite, the people who shouldn't be the powers that be, are worried about this. And we see this from people like Zbigniew Brzezinski talking about the global political awakening, which he fears so much. So we are having an effect, and we have to continue increasing our, and amplifying what we're doing.
Well, you know, Chris, I come from a very limited area. We live in a small community. The only contact we have with people is by radio and the internet. But Sydney, are you getting response to our radio programs from other people, not only in America, but throughout the world, who are listening to our radio programs on a weekly basis?
I don't know where a lot of the listeners are coming from, but I do get feedback from listeners who do say that they found me through this program. So I do know this word is getting out there, and I think that it's important for us to continue using this platform for what we really can achieve with it, which is not just informing people about market moves on a day-to-day basis, but again, setting that example of what we can actually achieve in terms of displacing or replacing or growing around the system that they're trying to construct around us.
Well, I certainly appreciate your being with us every week, for this conference. I really appreciate your work. I think that you're certainly on the front lines of this battle. I think you're doing a great job, and I hope we can continue to rely upon you to be with us, at least as long as God provides me with the ability to continue doing what I'm doing.
Well, I certainly hope that I can be here with you to do that, and that's what we're here doing. And hopefully, again, this is reaching more and more people, and hopefully more people are starting to understand what's really underlying this system, which is not the growing wealth and capacity of the market, but just this game of musical chairs that we've been playing that, unfortunately, is going to leave a lot of people chairless, by which I mean, unfortunately, homeless at the end of the day. So okay. We have to keep continuing spreading this method.
And how can people, once again, get in touch with your website?
That's CorbettReport.com, CORBETT Report.com, and you can contact me directly via that website.
CorbettReport.com. Let me recommend you get in touch with that. And our guest has been James Corbett. James is with us every evening, every Monday evening at the same time. And I hope, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be listening next week when James is with us once again. Good night, James. Thank you very much, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week, okay?
Thank you for having me on. Talk to you next week.
God bless.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty and coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and trying to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Delusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And most of what you read, what you see, what you listen to, what you hear, is controlled by six major corporations that are part and parcel of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read my book by that title, you need to get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have a 4-CD set on control of the media. And then, of course, we carry the book, The New Media Monopoly, written by Professor Ben Bagdikian, who is a left-winger. He thinks the right-wing controls the media. Of course, the right-wing thinks the left-wing control the media. And they're all wrong. The media is controlled, but it's controlled by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, a satanic movement which permeates every aspect of our society today. It is intent upon the destruction of Christian civilization, a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and ultimately the destruction of Christianity, which is why they took God and prayer and morality out of our country, and why they're doing everything they can to promote drugs and gangs and all the things that are breaking down our society. And you've got to help us in this struggle. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can help finance the network of radio stations where 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, we're reaching out across America, trying to get people to understand what's going on. We can't do this without you. Fortunately, we do have a group of people who've been with us for many years who support what we're doing. Now, some of those people are having real financial problems. I mean, certainly the economy is doing very poorly, as we pointed out. And certainly, if you're one of those people who cannot afford to either support Radio Liberty or cannot afford to continue supporting Radio Liberty, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty. We ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. We do need your help because this is the only way we're going to be able to continue doing what we're doing. And we do hope that many people give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And certainly you do that by simply calling us 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Pardon me, 1-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Or certainly if you're incapable of doing that, you can go to our website and you can watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio programs 5 hours a day or 4 hours a day there on the internet. You can read the various articles we have posted going back to the mid-1950s. Of course, William Grigg is writing the Radio Liberty newsletter at the present time. But we just certainly want you to go ahead and get the material. We want you to copy things off of our website. And we want you to make it a point to talk to at least five people every day and tell them about Radio Liberty. Tell them about the Brotherhood of Darkness. Tell them about the degree of control that exists over with the American people. And if those five people would tell five other people why we could begin to turn this thing around in short order, that's what they did in Colorado, where they were able to get rid of at least two or three of the leading city politicians there who would actually help to do away with the guns, get the guns restricted there. And the people in Colorado were so incensed that they rose up and they got rid of those politicians. And we can do the same thing, but we need you to talk to people. It's talk is cheap. I'll tell you what, freedom is much more expensive. It once lost will never be regained. And so we encourage you certainly to to actually get involved telling others about our program, encourage them to tell other people about the program and about what's really going on. And if you haven't read Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you don't have the money, you can go up to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and scroll down to Sunday to Video and scroll down video to the Brotherhood of Darkness. And you can watch it there free of charge. So please, of course, we ask you to pray for America. Pray for revival, but please pray for my ministry of Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, white with gold. God bless America, my home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Sandy Erickson, who's running for the school board. Is that the Soquel School Board, Sandy?
It's the Soquel Union Elementary School District.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background, why you're running for this office, and what you hope, and I understand you support Common Core. Why do you support Common Core when this is an international organization aimed at dumbing down our children? I just don't understand why anybody would want to support Common Core.
Well, let me say that I don't necessarily support Common Core as it is being talked about in certain areas. I support that there be a common set of standards that need to be taught to, because clearly over the last, over my adult lifetime, education has gone downhill. And so many children or students applying to, Henry Castaneda, the current superintendent, uses Cabrillo College as an example, and he says 90% of the people applying can't read and write well enough to do Cabrillo College work without being remediated. So whether or not Common Core, as is talked about, is necessarily the right thing, I do support that there be common, measurable standards.
Okay, well, you certainly agree with that. Well, Sandy, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background? Who are you? What's your background? And why are you interested enough to in education to run? You have to have a motivation. I certainly support what you're doing, but who are you? What's your background in education? And pick up the story from there.
Pick up the story from there. Well, I'm a registered nurse by trade.
Well, that makes you certainly the 3 points in your favor. My wife is a registered nurse. I'm a longtime surgeon and medical practitioner. So and I think the people who go into nursing certainly are noble people. It's a noble profession. So you're a registered nurse. Go ahead, Sandy.
Yes. And I came to California in 1972 when I joined the United States Air Force. And I was stationed at Mather Air Force Base in Sacramento, California. And I was there for about a year, and then I spent a little over a year in the Philippines at Clark Air Base. And I came back. I'm originally from South Carolina. And I got off of active duty with the Air Force in 1974. And I stayed in the Air Force Reserve. And I did aeromedical evacuation nursing at Travis for about 10 years. And then in 1984, I became a reservist with in the various hospital squadrons in the Sacramento area, at Mather, at McClellan. I followed the base closures around and finally retired from Travis in 2001. But at the same time, my other career was that in 1975, I went to work for Kaiser Permanente in Sacramento. And I still work for them. And in 1985, I transferred to the Kaiser Hospital in San Jose, and I moved to Capitola. And so I commute about sometimes 2 to 3 days a week over the hill to Kaiser in San Jose. And that's how I happened to be here. And I was very active in the California Association of Nurse Anesthetists. That happens to be the kind of nurse I am. And I was their government relations chair for about 10 years when I lived in Sacramento. So I was familiar with the legislative process and some of the things necessary to get stuff done on a statewide legislative
All that thought, our guest is Sandy Erickson. She's running for school board in the Soquel District. She lives in Capitola. I live in Soquel, and we're just we're probably neighbors. We'll be back in a moment here.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. To order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Sandy Erickson, and Sandy's running for the school board in the Soquel area. We've asked her to come on this evening so our listeners out there can know what she stands for and what she's interested in. And Sandy was saying that certainly the people in Dalton Cabrillo College, a local college where we have here, junior college, say that so many of our young people finishing graduation from our high schools in this area really can't read or write or function effectively by the time they're ready to go to college. Is that really true?
That is really true.
Well, then how could they do such a poor job unintentionally? Or is there an effort to dumb down our children?
Well, I don't think you would find anybody that say that was what their main goal was. But that has certainly been the outcome of what's been happening.
Well, are there people, though, who really do not believe in education, who do not want an educated populace? How else could you do such a poor job unintentionally?
You know, I don't quite understand, but I would say that part of our problem lies in the breakdown of the American family, and we don't have parents that are as interested as I was fortunate enough to have when I was growing up.
Well, now, basically, if you were to get elected to the school board, what will you do to try to change what's going on in our schools so that, number one, we can suddenly have a better education, so that we can have discipline, we can have values among our young people? Certainly, the Supreme Court has held we cannot have values, we cannot express absolute values as far as religion are concerned. And when you destroy the religious foundation of a nation, you destroy that nation, and that seems to be pretty well what they've done, isn't it?
Well, there's a lot of what you just said that I would agree with. And I think that to deny that this country was founded on Judeo-Christian tenets would be just a gross statement about what it was. But your basic right and wrong and how to treat each other and, you know, how to behave in society certainly comes from that. And so, you know, from that standpoint, I think you can set standards and say right and talk about right and wrong without necessarily talking specifically about, you know, the religious influence. But I do think that is part of what's going on. If I should get elected to the school board, they have already said that I will only be one vote. And that they will just outvote me and continue to, you know, do what they're doing. I got interested in this because they ran a parcel tax in the spring of 2013, and they wanted an additional parcel tax on my home. And they spent a lot of money, spent over $100,000, and their reason for doing it was because they needed to reduce class size. And they drumbeat that, and they called a special election. Well, at the June 19th board meeting in 2013, their consultants that they paid to tell them how to package the parcel tax came and told them why it was it lost. And one of the big reasons they said was that basically the public didn't trust them, and that that was a large part of why it was not successful. Well, after they had the breakdown of that election, then the finance director of the district reported that they were going to receive a large infusion of money from Proposition 30, the sales tax increase. And the then president of the board looked at him and said, how is it we're going to explain to the parents that we're not going to use any of this money to do class size reduction? And I couldn't believe what I was hearing. But that is, in fact, what was said. And so I went on about my merry way, not thinking anything, until this fall I found out that one of the board members was going to resign and that that anybody who wanted to be on the board could apply. And so I had heard, because I've been living in California in Capitola for 15 years, my neighbors had told me, Sandy, the school board, they just appoint each other. If somebody knows they're not going to run again, they resign, and the sitting board members pick their replacement. Well, lo and behold, somebody resigned, and they said, we're going to pick a replacement. And five people applied for that spot. I was one of them that applied. I knew going in that they weren't going to pick me because I opposed their parcel tax. And they vowed that they are going to bring it back. So, like I said, I applied. And I had also learned that the same education code that allows them to appoint someone to replace a sitting board member goes on to say that they can, that the citizen can have that appointment vacated if enough of them sign a petition to do so, and it takes 1.5% of the registered voters. And you have 30 days from the day of the appointment to get the signatures together. And so it was challenged by a petition to say we would rather have an election. The district actually says that they save money by not having, by doing this appointment and not having elections. And I maintain that they get no diversity of thought when they do that. And, you know, why would they pick somebody that didn't agree with them when you think about it? And so I just, when the enough signatures were collected, and in January, we found out that they were going to have a special election. Now, it's not going to cost near what the petition said it was going to cost because it's going to be with the regularly scheduled June the 3rd primary. So it's going to cost a lot less than the petition said it was going to cost, which was over $80,000, and it's going to cost a lot less than the special election the school district called for the parcel tax. And so the only the two people running are the person that they appointed, and I'm running because, you know, somebody needed to run for this that is interested in what's going on. And so I'm doing it. And that's how I happen to come to be running for it.
Well, congratulations, Sandy. I think that's wonderful that you had the courage to do this and that you really are concerned enough about the dumbing down of our children that you are willing to put your neck on the line and actually run an election. It's a lot of work. I know I've done it in the past and things have been sabotaged every time, but that's neither here nor there. But anyway, I'm proud of you for doing what you're doing. And now, what about the person, of course, is that the other person you're running against is the one that the establishment wants, and there is an establishment. In every aspect of this community, there's an establishment. They run things, and the last thing they really want is representative government to take effect. So, Cindy, what sort of response are you getting from the people out there in Soquel, in the Soquel district?
Well, you know, when people feel strongly about two things, number one, they feel strongly that elections are important. And what they don't know is that that they have really been had their right to vote usurped by the way they appoint people. And but you know, the sheriff's election has brought this in more into the spotlight. And there the same thing has gone on with that. And so countywide that's getting more attention. But there clearly is an establishment. And I and the establishment does not support me. But I think a lot of the voters do because, number one, they really, they're kind of appalled when they realize that this is what's been going on and that they've been appointing people. And they see that they really don't get any diversity. And the other thing they don't understand is if a government agency says we need money to do X, Y, and Z, and then when they get the money, they don't use any of it to do X, Y, and Z. They do something else. They feel like they have really been deceived. And that's the thing that I find. But the other interesting thing is how afraid a lot of people are of the establishment. And that is chilling, that they won't, they don't want people to know necessarily that they support me or that they're not supportive of the establishment because they're afraid of them. And I think they're afraid of them with good reason. And a friend of mine allowed me to put two signs on each corner of the place where he had a business. And they called him and harassed him so bad because he had signs supporting me. That he said, Sandy, I can't do business and answer the phone and answer these emails. He said, I'm going to have to have you take them down.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is the commentary on what happens in Little Santa Cruz. I'm not in the least bit surprised. I've been fighting this for 50 years. In fact, I gave up in Santa Cruz after running for Congress several times. And I realized, Incas, that you couldn't get a fair vote here in Santa Cruz, and you certainly couldn't get any fairness out of the Santa Cruz Sentinel. And Bruce McPherson, his dad, Fred McPherson, was a fine Sydney patriotic American. And Bruce, of course, I will not tell you what I think about Bruce, other than the fact he lied when I ran for political office, and he lied and lied and lied, anything to defeat me. And eventually that's why I do my talk radio 5 hours a day. And suddenly we're reaching the rest of the country. But I think that on this election, we've had several of the candidates on our program. In fact, we've had Roger Wildy, who's running for sheriff here, and we had him on just today. And we think we need alternatives. We need to begin to take our community back. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We got a question for Sandy, who's on the front lines of this battle. And the people who are trying to back her are getting intentionally harassed right here in Santa Cruz. Why? Because they want you to run this community with an iron fist. They've done it for really the better part of 40 years. And what do you want to be part of taking Santa Cruz back? Give us a call if you have a question or comment. Don't have to give your name. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. But if you like freedom, you're going to have to be willing to stand up and fight for it. And if you would like to talk to Sandy and get more of her views, or you don't want to help her, and basically I'm sure she could use the financial help, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We'll be back in a moment.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 630-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Sandy Erickson, and Sandy is certainly running to for the board, certainly the school board, the Soquel school board, to try to do something to get better education there, in my estimation. And I've been at this for over 50 years. There is an organized effort to dumb down the American people. You could not do such a poor job unintentionally. The children coming out of school in China are superb. They are getting a tremendous education in mathematics, and same thing in India, and everything is being done to dumb down our kids. And Santa Cruz is just part of this this overall effort, and they're doing a great job of it. And Sandy's just finding how far these people will go to prevent any opposition and to try to increase the level of education for our kids rather than dumbing them down in school. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Certainly our guest is running for the school board in Soquel here in California, but the same problems, I'm sure, are in many communities all across America. And the fact that you don't hear this discussed on radio or television is simply a reflection of the degree of control that today exists over what the American people think and believe. Now, if Sandy is elected, well, of course, she'll be in a minority, but at least you'll have an opportunity to speak out, and sometimes you can have a tremendous amount of influence, certainly even one person, and hopefully down the line they may be able to get several. I know basically we've worked with people on the school board in the past who've gotten in and who've been terribly harassed, whose businesses have been harassed. Why? Because they wanted a better education for our kids, and they did everything to destroy them. But that's taking you back 40 years or so. But go right ahead, Sandy. I admire you for having the courage to do what I think is right. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you got a question or comment for Sandy Erickson, go right ahead. Sandy, go right ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know if someone was coming on.
No.
You know, I think that, you know, who was it? Was it Tip O'Neill or somebody said all politics is local, and the school board is about as local as you can get. And I don't have any misconceptions about what one person can accomplish, but what one person can do on that school board is shine a light on what's going on and explain to the public what is, you know, if there's something I agree with, I'll vote with them. If I don't agree with them, I won't vote with them. And maybe I will lose 4-1. But it, whatever their intentions are, will be made more public if I'm there. And I will say one thing in the Sentinel's defense, and the Santa Cruz Sentinel did in fact endorse my candidacy.
Well, congratulations! I'm so glad to hear that. Well, that's because Bruce McPherson isn't running it anymore. But go ahead.
and basically, I think that they thought, well, that it was time that they did have a little diversity of thought, and that always you know, having somebody from the same mold may not really be such a good idea. So I do thank them for doing that. I was flabbergasted, but I was very excited that they did. And so I think it was in last Thursday's paper they said that they thought I was the candidate for this. I got my fingers crossed. I don't know. I'm getting out. I'm talking to lots of people. When people stop and listen, most of them agree with most of what I have to say and what I think about it. So, you know, that makes me feel good. But I think that, you know, you got to start someplace. And right this minute, while I'm healthy enough to walk around and knock on doors and talk to people, we'll just see what happens. You know, I'm giving it my best shot. I'm running it on a shoestring. I've had a few financial supporters who I really thank a lot.
Sandy, how can people get in touch with you and contribute financially to your campaign?
I have a website. It's sandra-erickson.com. And there's a place there. If you wanted to mail a donation, you can mail it to or make the check out to Sandra or to Erickson for Soquel Union School Board 2014 and mail it to 2000 McGregor Drive. And that's in Aptos, and I don't have that Aptos zip code right on my tip of my...
Well, do you have a website where people can go?
Yes, they can get it there. Uh-huh.
So one more time, let's get your website out.
Website is Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A, dash Erickson, E-R-I-C-K-S-O-N.com.
SandraErickson.com. If you've got a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. If we want to take America back, we're going to have to start at the local community. And certainly the best place to start is our schools, because our kids are getting raped. They're not getting the education they're entitled to. And we need to change that.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium,
iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
This is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Sandy Erickson. And Sandy is a nurse, an anesthesia nurse who's running for school board. She's a very courageous lady, willing to stand up for what's really right. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for our guest, why give us a call? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But this is a real problem in Santa Cruz. Similar problems exist all across America where there's an organized effort to dumb down the American people. I can say that. I've been at this for over 50 years. I've been part and parcel of this. In fact, I've one time, as a member of the House of Delegates of the California Medical Association, I took on the whole House of Delegates, twice. In that time, did I ever see a standing ovation for any one of the doctors there? And one of them was for me. It had to do with the treatment of the AIDS epidemic and the fact that everything they were doing was killing people. We've killed certainly over 600,000 needlessly in America and millions throughout the world, but at least we got our principles through and they were eventually accepted. Nothing was done because, of course, the people who controlled organized medicine and had no intention of addressing the AIDS epidemic. And thousands of people die every year unnecessarily. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the public to know. Well, anyway, Sandy's on the front line. Sandy, about how many people are there? How many potential voters are there in the Soquel school district?
Well, it sort of fluctuates. Somewhere between 15,000 and 17,700. It was when I was collecting signatures for to have the special election. The number we were using was 17,700, and Gail Pellerin put out some information just recently, and it's down somewhere in the 15,000 range. And there are about 2,000 students in this school district, and so I figure, you know, maybe there are about 4,000 parents. So that means there's 13,000 or 14,000 people that don't have children in the district. That does not mean that they don't support public education, but I think it does mean that they need somebody, they need a voice on this school board as well, and that's what I'm offering to be, is the voice for the students and for the public that supports it.
And I congratulate you for being willing to be that support, and I think you may find that if you can get on the school board, you'll have a lot more influence than most people would imagine.
That's what I'm hoping.
And the establishment that really runs Santa Cruz is, in my estimation, a group of people who have a different worldview, and we've made a mess out of this city. And yet there are an awful lot of good people. In fact, there are a lot of good liberals in this community. They just don't understand how it all fits together.
Right. And they're going on about they're busy with their life, and they don't see how they're being manipulated.
And they don't understand what they're doing to the lives and hearts and minds and souls of the kids.
That's right.
What's really so tragic about this. Mm-hmm. Well, again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And if you got a question or comment, don't be bashful. We've got somebody calling in. We know that people are out there listening on a regular basis to this program and have for many years. Lots of times, certainly there's a school board election, you don't even have any idea who the candidates are. Well, this time you do. And the candidate certainly is opposing the establishment is certainly Sandy Erickson. So let's go to Ron. And where's Ron calling us? Oh, this is Ron calling us from the great state of Washington. Go right ahead, Ron. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, a couple of comments. I certainly appreciate Sandy standing up to the educational establishment. I call it the indoctrination establishment, and it's a lot worse.
And I should mention that Ron actually ran for, was it superintendent of schools, state superintendent of schools up there in Washington recently? What was the position
he
ran for?
In 2012, and I ran for a school board myself in 2013. I didn't finished first in either election, but I continue to work in the school system as a substitute school teacher. I've worked as a school bus driver. I'm a retired engineer. I've been very active, and I've seen from the inside what's going on, and a lot of it concerns me a great deal.
Mm-hmm. Well, feel free to send me any information you would like. At
just a few anecdotes. I mm-hmm. happen to substitute in a class of some of the leadership leaders of the school, some of the top students in the school, and most of them hate the United States. Mm-hmm. It's a you know, all they can do is tell me about all the horrible things the United States has done.
But you see, the thing is, they're right. They just don't understand this has nothing to do with America and the dream of America. This is a subversive element that's taken over the country, and I'm sure you must let them know that.
Well, it's some isolated incidents and the fact that they didn't treat blacks properly. We didn't live up to the principles upon which we were established. It took an awful lot of effort and a civil war and three constitutional amendments to partially rectify some of that. But the fact that anybody has a right to own property, that anybody has a right to free speech, it's almost unique in the world, really. And to focus on our shortcomings to the neglect of all the things that we've done well, I think that is scandalous.
I agree.
And one gal asked if she could. We had a few minutes left in the class. If she could sing a song, I thought it was some choir. I thought she was a member of the choir. Well, it turns out that she just sang this Miley Cyrus song and did some type of erotic dance. Our kids' culture is absolutely abysmal, and unfortunately, in school, instead of countering it, it just affirms it. And our kids are being sold down the river, and I think they can see it, too, the ones I talk to.
Well, I wish you could get, Ron, I just wish you could get a few of them to listen to our programs, because even up there in Washington, where we are heard rather widely, suddenly they could begin to understand the subversive element that suddenly has taken over our country. This is not our country. This is their country, and it's time we took America back. But go ahead.
Yes, also this Common Core or Obama Core or whatever it's called. They will literally micromanage the teachers. You will be scripted as to what you can teach. You'll be limited to the curriculum. You can't really add much to it. And they are deliberately separating our kids from their heritage. I think it's scandalous.
I think it is as well. Anything else you want to say, Ron?
Well, just as they say in the trade, many happy returns.
God bless. Thanks very much.
Thank you
for everything you do. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And we'd love to hear from you. Sydney, if you're out there in the listening audience, if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Are you concerned about what they're doing as far as our kids? Are you concerned that an awful lot of kids are graduating with a degree from high school and they can't read or write or they can't think clearly, or they hate America? They are confirmed globalists. The average individual has no idea what's taught in school, and they better learn and learn in a hurry, or we're going to lose America. Well, Sydney, are you getting enthusiastic support, at least from some of the people that
yes,
you talk
I
to?
I am. And it does me. I have had people stop me on the street driving when I'm walking around in my neighborhood and said, "Are you Sandy Erickson?" And I said, "Yes." And they said, we so support what you're doing. And I said, it makes my day just to have one person, stop and do that, and to have somebody come up and shake my hand and say, thank you for having done this. And there are good folks out there. If enough of them will just, I don't care if they'll put a sign up in their yard for me, if they'll just vote. And if they will go vote, June elections are typically low turnout elections. And I'm hoping that, that people will mark my name on their ballot, but I have, This has done me good. Anytime somebody says one person can't have an influence, one person can have an influence.
And I think you're absolutely right. One person can have an influence, as in the, if they're dedicated and willing to put their time in on it. But what we need is people to get in and behind them and back them. And the fact
that's
that
right.
Sandy is running, and the fact that she's done what she has so far, I'm really enthused. I really didn't even know too much about the election. It had been, not seeing any information on it. But that's why I do what I do, why we have the access to radio, where it's not only heard locally, it's heard on KKMC, it's heard certainly on KFER, it's heard certainly sometimes on KSCO. Unfortunately, we're not going to get a chance to get Sandy before the election on KSCO. But have you had any support from KSCO, the local
radio station? In fact, I am going to be on KSCO this Saturday.
That is wonderful. Who's putting you on? Is that David Biles?
I think so. Right this minute, my brain has turned to mush.
That's all right. Don't feel bad. Well, at least we have KSCO. We have our radio station. We have KKMC out of Salinas, which gets into this area very well. And so we hope that people are listening to radio and getting the information. Well, if you have a question or comment, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we want to know what you think about this sort of thing. Why are they putting all the trouble in on education? Because they won't know that if you can destroy the patriotism of one generation, you can destroy the patriotism of the nation. And they've done a pretty good job of it.
They haven't. It's scary.
Well, certainly, Sandy, why don't you just go ahead and where would you get started? Are you, when you get on the board, where do you think the first things you're going to have to do or the first things you're going to have to face? How are you going to approach certainly what's going on? I know you can't do it all on your own, but at least you can develop a groundswell of support from the people, even if you can't take over the school board just yet. But basically, where are you going to start? What are your suggestions you're going to make?
Well, I want to look real closely at the finances, and of course. But the other thing is they get very little turnout for these meetings, and they make an audio recording of the meetings that they only keep for 30 days. One of the things I'd like to see is that audio recording kept into perpetuity, because what you get listening to the audio recordings is entirely different than what you get when you read the minutes. And, you know, so little things like that, so that these meetings are not broadcast, but if it was available for people to listen to, I think it would be very enlightening for them to have that. I want to look in depth at the finances. And one of the things that I would like to try to start, instead of the school board seeing Proposition 13 and the people as the enemy, they need to see the enemy as some of these restrictive laws and education codes that we have that make it impossible to be responsive to the needs and the changes of things that have to be done quickly. I mean, it is such a slow-moving thing. But to maybe change the basic tone about some things, or at least to start to talk about it. I mean, they are a government agency. We can, just like one person can maybe have an effect on the school board, if one school board stands up and says, "Hey, Sacramento, we don't like what you're doing," and solicit support from other school boards to say, "We need to change some of this. We are not just to sit here and be pounded by you and told what to do." You know, maybe that kind of thing, you know, could start to change.
Well, no, tell me, Sandy, are you in touch with anybody from other school boards in other areas? Are there some school boards in California where the students are getting a fair shake? What are your thoughts on that?
I don't have anything to answer about that right now. I have been so, I still work, and I have been caught up in trying to get around and canvass and talk to the voters in my district, that I just really have not had time to do that. But I am certainly interested in that. And all the school boards belong to the California School Boards, State School Boards Association. And that is certainly a place where you could network and find out more kindred spirits who might think like me on certain school boards and see where they are. So, you know, that would be a good opportunity. But right, as of right this minute, I'm focused in on this election, and I have not had an opportunity to go out and fill out other boards.
Well, basically, of course, I congratulate you, and certainly I encourage you just to focus on the school board. First of all, it's going to be important to get you elected, and certainly because I know there are a lot of people out there who know something seriously wrong, and I just hope that all of those people in the Soquel School District listen to this program. And remember, this program this evening does originate in the hills overlooking Soquel. I hope that they certainly will be voting, and they will tell other people to vote. Are you getting that message out to tell others, to tell others, to tell others?
I am trying to do that, because I assure you that I fear for the country just as you do. Before I got involved in this school district race, I have said that to many of my friends and neighbors. The way the country is going scares me.
Well, what is their response when you tell them that? Are a lot of the people that you talk to concerned as well?
You know, some people just kind of look at you like, you know, like they think maybe that, you know, you're being over concerned or something like that. But I point out that we had that, you know, the Roman Empire was pretty highly developed. And we had that little 500-year period called the Dark Ages. And we could go there again quite quickly. And, you know, if America, there is nobody to lead the world if the United States doesn't do it. Nobody else has the foundation or the legal structure to do it. And, you know, there's a good portion of folks in the world who would like to see us go back to the Dark Ages. So
I think it's very difficult for people to understand that there really are people who'd like to see the structure of society altered, but I really believe that Sandy is absolutely right. Well, I guess it's been Sandy Erickson. Sandy's running for the school board. There's one position open on the Soquel School Board, and they've done everything they could, of course, to be sure that there would be no opposition. They have a slam dunk. They control the education of our children, and, of course, they're indoctrinating them in ideas that certainly have no basis at all in Americanism. They're globalists. The children are being indoctrinated in globalism. It's about time at least somebody was speaking out. Sandy can't do it on her own. We do hope you'll get in and support her. Sandy Erickson, God bless you. Thanks for everything you do. We'll talk to you. Best of luck.
Thank you so much for having me, and thanks for playing the case.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan back here, and we do hope, of course, that you've enjoyed the program with Sandy Erickson, and we do hope that you will at least consider her as a public candidate if you're living in this Ocala school district. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. Oh, Sydney, we have, Sydney, we do 5 hours of talk radio, 5 hours a day. And, of course, 5 days a week. And we're reaching people all across America, indeed all across the world, with the truth about what's going on. But quite frankly, we cannot maintain our network of stations without your help and support. And so if you are in a position to join the Radio Liberty family supporters and help us do what we do, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can suddenly just subscribe to our newsletter. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can get the books and DVDs and other things that we offer. We have all sorts of health products. We certainly have the Miracle 2 soap products. We have all sorts of, they have the Berkey water products. We have a line of spices. We have all sorts of things that you can utilize. And the money is used to finance our ministry. We do need your help and support. If you believe in what we're doing, we hope that if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family, you will. And you do that by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that if you're not in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, that you will certainly pray for my ministry, for our provision and our protection, because we're on the front lines of this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. This is not imaginary. We are under attack today. The average American has no idea that there's a subversive element that controls the media. And, of course, they're utilizing our media to condition the American people to focus their attention on the good times and on sports and entertainment, while we certainly use the financial and military support or power of America to crush nations throughout the world and to kill people in nation after nation after nation. We've killed over 162,000 people, 162,000 people in Syria. And their blood is on your hands if you're not speaking out against this. Well, we've killed, Sydney, probably close to 1 million people in Iraq and Afghanistan. And why do we go to war in Afghanistan? Well, because of the 9/11 attack. The 9/11 attack was phony. If you haven't seen our 4 CD sets, you listen to them, 9/11, 9/11 update. And Sydney, why do the buildings come down? That's 9/11, 9/11 update. And Sydney, why do the buildings come down? You'll begin to realize, of course, that this was not an attack from Afghanistan. This was an internal destruction Just go to the internet and watch Building 7 come down. It's a typical controlled demolition. Watch Building 7. You'll see the center of the roof cave in first. That's so the walls will fall in, and then the base of the building goes. It was a controlled demolition, and they killed all those people that day. Ladies and gentlemen, because we're up against organized evil, and only when you understand that can you be effective in this treatment. This. And so they took us into a war in Afghanistan that we had incited. It was phony, and then, of course, we went to war with Iraq because they had weapons of mass destruction, and George Bush lied to us. And eventually he had to admit it was all a lie, but it was just one of those little white lies. It was just a little mistake. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not talking about imaginary things. We're talking about real things, and you need to get involved, and you need to tell others. Go to our website, radioliberty.com, get our material. You can find all sorts of DVDs and CD sets and all the information you need to be able to reach others. And then you have to help us get the word out. I can't do it. I can't finance this on my own. But with your help, we are having more and more of an effect all across America. Just as James Corbett said in the first hour, more and more people are listening. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up tonight's program.
Let us all be grateful.